Good morning once again, dear listeners. Welcome back to Miraya Breakfast Show. And as we continue with our program this morning, now let's go on with this story. Now you're listening to Miraya Breakfast Show. Now residents of Gudele High Referendum and Mia Saba have served notice of their intention to sue the Ministry of Roads and Bridges, the Ministry of Environment and Forestry, and Juba City Council. Now they say years of neglect, impossible roads, lack of water, electricity, and healthcare amount to a violation of their constitution rights.
So, being represented by Ring, a legal and consultancy firm, the residents want the government held accountable. Joining us now this morning in the studio is their lawyer, Mario Maker Majok, to explain the case and what it means for the citizens of these three areas. Good morning, Mr. Maker. Thank you so much for joining us this morning.
Good morning, Radio Maraya. My name is Mario Maker Majok.
Yes.
I'm advocate and cyber lawyer. I work for Rain Legal and Consultancy Firm.
Now, talking about the letter of intention to sue the three ministries, actually the Ministries of Road and Bridges, Ministry of Environment and Forestry, and also Juba City Council, what exactly pushed the residents of these three areas to take legal step against these government institutions?
Well, these people have been suffering for so many years, and it seems that the government is not taking a step ahead to address their problem, especially the poor road they are facing. They are being cut off from access to public services. For example, you know, in High Referendum, some part of Gudele, Mia Usaba, there are no good hospitals there, for example, any schools. And for them to come to the town, they have to use roads. But now when it rains, they are completely blocked. So they are not able to come to the town when people are sick. And also, there is too much lack of accessibility to other things. The transportation rate becomes very high, and so many other things. So maybe you can go there one day and listen to their stories. Schools that are there, like Starport International University, the other primary and high schools that are there, I have listened to their stories, especially the students and the teachers. But what they are saying is that when it rains, students and teachers don't bother to go there. And when people are sick, you know, you don't have to think for the hospital, because there is no way you can reach. And again, too much accident cases have occurred in that area. And crimes also, it becomes very insecure because the government or the police could not reach. So maybe you might have had so many cases of killing at night.
Yes.
And you find these, you know, perpetrators are not being, you know, caught. They just go away with all these crimes. So these are the issues. And as a result, so we help them as the legal, you know, institutions. We help them to pursue their legal rights. That's why we petition, or we send the legal notice to sue these institutions to the Ministry of Justice and Constitutional Affairs. Because whether criminal or civil case, you have to follow the right procedures provided by the procedural laws.
Mr. Maker, you mentioned something about constitutional rights. Which constitutional rights do you believe the government has violated to these people who are living in these areas?
Well, I talk of Bill of Rights, which provides various rights to the citizens. For example, let us talk about of Article 11. Right to life and human dignity. Now, the people that are living in such areas, do you think that they are living in a good life? Do you think that they are living in a life with dignity, human dignity? I think it is beyond what the Constitution describes. Because the Constitution provides in a paragraph you know, but it is the duty now of judiciary, you know, to, or the court, to interpret. It can be interpreted into 100 pages, what these articles means to the people.
Mm-hmm.
So it is not just a right also, it is also a duty under Article 46, you know, for the citizen to ensure that they participate in development. And what we are talking about is about, is about development in our country. It's not only the rights.
Mm.
So we, the citizen, we must make sure that we participate, we play our role helping our government to do the needful thing for our society.
Mm.
So there are so many various articles that I have mentioned in that petition,
mm-hmm.
That provides grounds for this legal proceeding.
Okay. Now, Mr. Maker, also in your notice of intention to sue, you say that you are suing this particular two ministries plus Juba City Council. Why? Why them being sued?
Well, yes, these people mm-hmm. are the responsible of the subject matter that we are discussing today. For example, the Ministry of Roads and Bridges mm-hmm. is responsible for roads habilitation, rehabilitation, roads construction.
Mm-hmm.
And then the Ministry of Environment and Forestry works together with the Ministry of Roads and Bridges
mm-hmm.
because the Ministry of Roads and Bridges cannot, you know, take a step to construct roads without consulting the Ministry of Environment and Forestry. They work together. They must make sure that the roads that are being constructed should not become also a blockage of flowing of water.
Mm.
And this is what is happening in Miau Saba. So the water is stuck because the from the beginning, when these people, you know, construct the few roads that mm-hmm. are there,
yes.
maybe they did not study. Maybe they did not have a good plan on how this road should be constructed.
Mm.
And this is where I see the failure of the Ministry of Environment and Forestry.
Mm-hmm.
So they have to work together. Now, when it comes to Juba City Council, Juba City Council is also relevant in this case because Juba City Council has to make sure that the environment we live, the city we live, is clean.
Mm.
Juba City Council also, in one way or the other, involves in collecting taxes. They are, you know, partially obligated to carry out some roles in building the towns. So if these roads are not helping us, if roads are broken, then Juba City Council is also liable for some of the things. So they have to make sure that the people that are living in the city are living in harmony, in peace, in a very good environment.
Mm-hmm. Now, after you, we have got a copy from your notice of intention to sue, we managed to get also a response from Ministry of Environment and Forestry, and I'm quite sure you also got a copy of that. And they, I remember the Secretary clarified in that letter that Ministry of Environment and Forestry is a national policy, an institution that regulates things, and they are mandated to develop, implement, and oversee policies, strategies, and legal framework for the protection, conservation, and also sustainable management of the environment, natural resources, and forestry. But they are not work; their work is not to deliver services. What can you say here about that?
There is no ministry here in the government whose their work is not to deliver services.
Mm-hmm.
If they are not delivering services, then why are they there?
Mm-hmm.
Even protection, the environment we live, is also services.
Yes.
But now, are they doing that? Are the environments that we live, especially the areas that we are talking about,
are protected?
Are they protected?
Yes.
Are they good for human and animals that are staying there? When people stay in water, when water does not flow, when during rains, you hate the place that you live.
And by the way, so, I visited people before in referendum, and it was about to rain. They told me, you better get out from here. as soon as possible before it rains. Because if it rains, you will not manage. You will stay with us for 3 or 1 week.
You see.
So I had to leave before it rains.
Yeah. So the ministry is saying that they are policy and, you know, regulatory body.
Mm.
Now, before they come up, before the ministry comes up with regulations,
mm-hmm.
with policies, and all the frameworks, so they have, there has to be a special law, which is legislation,
mm-hmm.
for that particular, or for environmental affairs,
yes.
for example. But this law is not in place. Are they saying that right now they are not doing anything? Because the law is not ready. The environmental law is not there. Environmental mm-hmm. Act has not been enacted by the parliament.
Mm.
Have they presented to the parliament? And why the parliament is not responding? So what policies are they talking about right now in this current issue?
Mm.
And clearly what we are talking here, if they have forgotten, then they have to take it from now, that making the environment a conducive place for human beings and animals mm. is their duty. Maybe they are talking of the forest right now, you know, conservation and all
yes.
that. But even the environment we live in town,
it is
they are responsible.
Yes.
The Ministry of Roads has to consult the Ministry of Environment before they construct the roads. So what are they denying here? I don't see anything that is irrelevant from what the citizens are saying
mm.
and what the ministry is trying to. So if they are defensive, then they will have to tell that to the court, because courts also is informed about the roles of all these government institutions.
Mm. Now, if you followed the conversation we had in the first 30 minutes of this hour, many of our callers, they supported that it is their constitutional right for citizens or residents of these three areas to take the government to the court. But the question is our judiciary independent? Are they really going to hold the government accountable? Because it's like you are having a court case against your mother and your father. So what remedies are you asking the court to grant?
Yes, we know that there are three organs of the government.
Yes.
Judiciary, legislature, and the executive. These three, they work together.
Mm-hmm.
They are the government.
Mm.
And by law, our judiciary is independent, according to Article 122,
mm-hmm.
provides that judiciary should be independent, regardless of whatever we think. So as the citizens, let us not think that we should not pursue our rights just because some of the institutions are not independent.
Mm-hmm.
Let us assume that all these government organs, they are all independent until they prove themselves not to be independent.
Yes.
So let us not neglect our duty. Let us not neglect our rights, because we are the country, the government and the citizens
mm.
are the country. So if we leave the country to the government, then we'll go astray, you know, and we will not let us blame the government, because it is our role. I see that. Yes, we citizens might be blaming the government,
mm.
but also we are not playing our roles. For example, talking now about constitutional rights, every citizen, whether you know how to read and write, you must know your rights and duties provided in the constitution, because constitution is a document for every citizen.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Now, how soon are we expecting the case to be heard in the court?
Well, it is not yet a court case
mm-hmm.
because we are still waiting for the response from the Ministry of Justice. The procedure is that the Ministry of Justice and Constitutional Affairs
mm-hmm.
will have to, you know, to consult the institutions
that you are suing.
Yeah, that we are suing.
Mm.
So they will have to discuss on how this issue can be addressed.
Mm-hmm.
The Ministry of Justice will also give advice to this institution on how they can deal with this, because these are the legal. This is the legal institutions
mm.
advising the government on legal issues.
Mm-hmm.
So how soon, I'm not sure, but we have specified in our petition 14 days, 14 working days. So let's see what response we are expecting.
And you petition them this week?
Yes.
Okay. Now, if successful, what example could this set for other communities in South Sudan that are suffering from lack of some of the services that they're supposed to get from the government?
I think this case is for everyone.
Mm-hmm.
So we just narrow it to those areas. Mm-hmm. This doesn't mean that other areas are not affected.
Yes.
So as soon as we finish with this one, we go to the next, because this is our role. And also the government, if the government takes initiative to address the issue of Mia Usawa, for example,
mm-hmm.
then there's nothing that will prevent them to take initiative to do the
to
same
other communities.
To other communities.
Yes. What last message do you have, whether to the judiciary or to the government or to the people of South Sudan, in regards to access to services or to rights that are granted to them by the Constitution?
Well, yes, I don't see, although it is normal
mm-hmm.
For the citizen to sue the government, I don't see that it will be good for us, because we have so many issues. Will we be going, or shall we be going to the court every time when these issues arise?
Mm-hmm.
I think my message to the government is that they have to take this matter seriously. They have to address it, because they have capacity. So if they are facing issues on how to deal with this matter, then they have to tell us so that we see what we can do. So it is not good for us to take the government to courts every time, but it is a normal thing to do. That is the right way for the citizens to pursue their constitutional rights.
Mm, and I believe this case now, it serves like a reminder to the government that, hey, you wake up. We, your people of South Sudan, we are suffering. We don't have these services. Please wake up and try to provide these things to us.
Sure.
Yes.
If they were not aware, or
they forgot, or they're sleeping.
Yes, whatever the case, then yes. This one now should be a strong message to them.
Yes.
That we are seeing, or we have not forgotten about our legal services.
Mm-hmm. Thank you so much, Mario Maker Majok, lawyer for residents of Gudele, High Referendum, and also Mia Usawa. Thank you for joining us this morning to give us more insights about this court case.
Thank you so much.
Yes.
And
to our listeners, you have been listening to Mario Maker Majok, lawyer for residents of Gudele High Referendum, and also Mia Usawa, explaining their intention to sue over poor infrastructure and also delivery of basic services, a case that could set an important model for community rights in South Sudan. We go for a short break and we'll be back shortly.